Should you feel guilty about your iPhone? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Actor Mike Daisy is touring a one-man show, The Agony and the Ecstasy of Steve Jobs. Part of it is a comedy routine about our obsession with computer gadgets, but the other part is about the Chinese workers, some as young as 12, who assemble those gadgets at a giant factory in Shenzhen, China, a factory where suicides are so common there are nets around the buildings. All in the name of cutting costs.
The labor cost of an iPhone is 80 cents.
Mike Daisy managed to do what most reporters have not. He actually got into that factory unescorted by pretending to be a U.S. businessman. He admits he wants us all to feel a little guilty about the lives of the workers who make our gadgets, but he also found that those same factories, by bringing together so many young laborers in huge dormitories, are gradually undermining the Chinese police state.
They still find time to actually date that liberal progressive behavior that totally didn't exist even 20 years ago in China, and they want things. I mean, while I was there, there were strikes happening at Honda plants. Now, these are strikes in a country where even being in a union gets you thrown in prison. There's incredible social turmoil just underneath the surface. And as these people realize what a voice they have, it's actually harder and harder for the central Chinese government to keep control.
A Chinese spring to join the Arab spring?
It's going to come to a head eventually.
Actor Mike Daisy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.